Good morning. Welcome to the Bible Baptist Hour. Pastor Heaton here with you. Already been introduced to some extent. Let me give you some other information. Sunday school 9:45, morning service 11 o'clock, evening service 6 o'clock, and our midweek service is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Teen time, Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. For the younger group, 5 to 12, I believe the age is Thursday night at 7 o'clock. And we invite you to come by and visit with us. Maybe you're new in the area, up here visiting maybe, or maybe you just moved in there looking for a good church. We would suggest you try us out. We may not be what you're looking for, then we may be exactly what you're looking for, but you won't know if you listen to everybody else, okay? So you got to actually find out for yourself. Second part of the sermon entitled Death Ends All, part two. Now, if you've been with us for the first two parts, by now you understand exactly what we're talking about. People think when they die, that's it. There's no more. They go to the grave and that's it. But actually, when you go to the grave, that's just the start. Eternity is going to be forever and ever. And I'm not sure just how to stop that forever, because it just goes on. So anyways, we hope that the message has been a blessing to you. Announcer at the end of the address will give you an address where you at the end of the message, I'm sorry, we'll give you an address where you can write to us, and we hope you'll take the time to write it down and do exactly that. Drop us a note. Let us know that you listen, and that perhaps we've been helpful to you in some way. Death Ends All, second part. Title of the song is Christ is Risen from the Dead. I hope you enjoy the song, and then we'll get right into the message. Second part, again, Death Ends All. Announcer at the end of the program, you say you repeated that. I did. Repeated it on purpose because I don't think some people get it. Get the announcer. Get the address. Drop us a note. Let us know if we've been helpful to you. All right, here's the song, Christ is Risen from the Dead, and then part two of the message, Death Ends All. So get used to it, Saint. This is, if you live 70 years and that's all the trouble you have, that's nothing compared to eternity where there isn't any.
That's right.
So what does death do for you and me? It ends all the troubles of life.
Amen.
Whatever may come your way, turn to Psalm 10 a minute. Psalm 10. Look at verse 1. Tell me if you've ever thought like this. Why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble? Come on, you got to admit there's sometimes you thought the Lord took a vacation to Bermuda or something. He wasn't even around. You needed him, and he wasn't even around. Oh, the Lord was there. You were just so involved in your trouble, you wasn't paying attention. And David said, Lord, where are you at?
Right.
In all my trouble, where are you at? How come you stand so far away? Maybe there's times when the Lord just says,
You know, if they can't work it out, then let them claw each other to death. And then it'll be over. Amen, 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 amen. I see your kids sometimes, not always, but sometimes grow up under a false impression. They don't always see you and your wife or husband, whichever, in odds with each other. They don't always see that. So they grow up in this idea that marriage is somewhat perfect. And then they marry this idiot. Every once in a while, I will say to my wife, "Okay, Irene, more than Irene, I usually say Howard." Because so often, and you can't, kids, forget it. You're just going to grow up, Courtney, just like mom. You can't. I'm never going to be like my mother. Won't happen. That doesn't mean that you're going to turn out bad or anything's wrong with it. You can't help them genes your mama gave you. See, you just can't help it. I mean, if you was born and said, "I don't want those genes," I'd have been different. But it just didn't happen that way. I'm not talking about the kind that button. And so as you go along in life, then you meet this man. He's not at all like your perfect dad. God, listen now. As bad as daddy is, sometimes girls know this. All they had to do was say, "Daddy, can I have him?" He would go, "Oh, hon, I don't know. But dad, please. I love you really much." And dad just goes, "Okay." And the boys are going over there, "That's not fair. That's sexism. I'm taking you to court." And so he's not the perfect man like your dad. "I don't know why I even married the idiot." And he's going, "I don't know why I ever married her. Mouthy old thing." And you know what that is? That's just flesh against flesh. And that's just trouble. And you think it's never going to get over? It gets better. Matter of fact, once in a while, it's probably good for marriage just to have a fight. Yep. Amen. Hey, man, come on. Y'all get with me here this morning. Some of you young folks aren't married. Just listen up. You learned some lessons here this morning. You just going to marry them and they ain't never going to. You're going to be wondering this, girl. Where did that man go I married? Hallelujah. Sometimes you're going to be saying, "Guy, whatever happened to that sweet, little, skinny girl I married?" I'm not saying I think that. I'm just saying that's the way you think. You got... See, you know what? Honesty, we hate it. We really hate honesty. And when you're preaching sometimes, you're just going to be an honest folks, and they're going, "I can't believe you're saying that." Well, that's because you're hiding behind this little facade that everything's all right. It ain't all right. You know it ain't all right. You know there's trouble that goes on. And you know that yesterday you probably had an argument or a, "Well, just take care of it. Don't worry about it. Get in your car and go home, and I got mine, so don't worry about it." I like his and her cars. Those are nice. Huh? If you can't drive, well, there you go. She's got you now, bud. Say, "Where's Neil?" "I don't know. I left him at Walmart the last time I saw him." Said, "He hadn't bothered me since." Life is full of trouble, but listen, for the saint, death ends all that trouble. Yeah. Boy, the other side, there ain't going to be any. No bills to pay, no harassing phone calls, no letters. Amen. 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 No boyfriends, yeah. Did I say that? No, I didn't say that. Ecclesiastes 5. Now, this is not a place where you necessarily want to go to get doctrine, but it is a good book for practicality. Solomon the preacher. Can't imagine that, can you? You realize that this man right here, this book you're reading, would not be welcome in 99 and 144% of the Baptist churches in America. Why? Well, got 1,000 concubines. Not exactly a recommendation for pastorship. Yeah, yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah, be a good marriage counselor. Well, my 500th wife. Hallelujah, guys. I'm glad the Lord shrank that down to one. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you what, man. I'm not saying anything bad here, but just one's enough to keep track of. I can't imagine 999 more, Brother Neil. Can't imagine that. Ooh. She says, I couldn't imagine 900 husbands either, but. All right, verse 12, chapter 5. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep, basically because he's worried about his money. There is a sore evil which I have seen under the sun, namely riches kept for the owner thereof to their hurt. But those riches perish by evil travail, and he begetteth a son, and there is nothing in his hand. So all of his riches gone, his boy has nothing. As he come forth of his mother's womb, naked shall he return to go as he came, and shall take nothing of his labor which he may carry away in his hand. This also is a sore evil, that in all points as he came, so shall he go. And what profit hath he in that which and that hath labored for the wind? All his days he eateth in darkness, and hath much sorrow and wrath with his sickness. So he said, I've seen some things are evil. I've seen a rich man, had more than know what to do, but through neglect and carelessness, he spent it all, and his son came in this world with nothing. As he came in this world naked, that's, you know how they say, the man left, come in with nothing, he leaves with nothing. But he said, I've seen another sore evil. He said, here it is. He said, this sore evil that in all points so he came, go, and profit hath he which laboreth of his of the wind. What have profit has he? He throwed it to the wind. What good is all those things if you don't use them for anything? He said, all of his days he eateth in darkness, and he hath much sorrow and wrath of sickness. So what is life for many? Sickness and pain. I'm looking at a congregation of folks right now, and I'd say in this congregation, I'll estimate that 60% of you got some sickness or something wrong with you right now. You got some pain. If I was to ask you to raise your hand today, if you've got pain or sickness, I'm thinking it'd be higher than 60%. You know why? Life is full of pain and sickness. Don't you get tired of being, I get sick of being sick. Ever heard anybody say that? I mean, I've been blessed the Lord. I'm not complaining here. I've been blessed the Lord. I'm 66 and basically haven't had anything really, really major outside of a heart attack, if you want to call that major. But I mean, as far as going to the doctor all the time, getting pills all the time, no. Up until I had the heart attack. After that, yeah. So the Lord's been good to me. But some people come into this life, and from the time they're teenagers, they have trouble and sickness, and it just stays with them for 30 years and 40 years and 50 years. And they're always to the doctor and to the specialist, and they got a cabinet full of pills and make any junkie happy. And there are people who come in here and into this world, are born in this world, and somewhere along the line, something happens. Johnny Erickson, an accident happens. Brother Sykes, something happens. And here you are, quadriplegic or whatever the other plegic part is. Or you maybe got your arms, but you can't use your feet and so forth. And then they spend the rest of their life in pain, immobile, or somebody's always got to move them around. You know, you sometimes you sit back and you go, Whew. Lord, man, what a deal. Lord said that, sin. See, sin brought all this on us, folks. As much as the holiness people like to think that the Lord never wants you to be sick and you should always be healthy, they're wrong. The Lord may want a lot of those things, but man chose to disobey God. And because man chose to do that, sin came along and all these things come our way. And I was thinking about, as I was putting this together, I was thinking about the church here. And I was thinking about, you know, some of you men here, Brother Arnie and Brother Kajawa, Brother Bernhardt, some of these men, you know, man, you can't get around unless somebody helps you with a walker or, you know, some machine or something. And I'm thinking, that's not the way I remember Brother Kajawa. And when I first met Brother Arnie, he was getting around. I first met Brother Bernhardt, he was a drunk. I mean, he was getting around. And here they are today. And this is not a choice they wanted. Brother Sortor over here. I mean, man, been faithful at taking the offering and making the count for me over those years and taking care of things. And now he wants to do it, and he's got to walk with a cane till, and can't get into the doctor till July. Well, Obamacare's coming. You think it's bad now? Wait till Obama gets here. And I know that was probably a political statement of treason I just made, but anyway. I'm just saying, folks, listen to me. And well, there's Brother Neil. I remember Brother Neil. I remember seeing pictures your boy would bring and show a picture of you down there in Florida holding up the NIV. And preaching down there in Florida. And used to come out here quite a bit on the street out here. And now had a stroke or a series of strokes. Whatever, and he's just not able to do it anymore. You know, his vision's even affected by it to some extent, I guess. It's not what they wanted. It's not how it is. But that is what life's about. Sickness and pain and sorrow. And sometimes it comes our way not because of anything we did. That's just the way sin affects us. Everybody in this room is affected different. Some of you can drink liquid butter and never have hardening of the arteries. Some of you can drink one glass and die from a heart attack. I'm just saying our bodies are different. We aren't affected the same way. And some of you young folks, you think life is grand and great, and right now you're healthy and wealthy and, wait a minute. You're healthy. We'll stop there. Because healthy, wealthy, and wise is not. But you're healthy and you're getting around, you don't see anything and you don't realize, you know, and some of you, you ladies in here, some of you have suffered from having the children. Things have happened to your body because of the children. It's not you're not blaming the kids, but it's because of childbirth and other things that comes along. There are problems that come with it. And you got pain and you put up with stuff. My wife has been putting up with a pain in the neck for years. You know what I'm talking about, Mrs. Lineball? Okay, all right. But she's had... She fell, I don't know which baby it was. She fell down the steps in the thing there. Well, she wouldn't eat the poison mushrooms, so. But anyways, she fell down the steps and hurt her spine. I guess that's part of it, I guess. And she's had back trouble ever since, and now she's got some feet trouble. And is there anybody looking for a husband? No.
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right. I understand. Okay. But now she's got those troubles, and it looks to me like maybe we're going to end up maybe with a foot surgery or something here before this is over. And what are you saying? I'm just saying, one time we never thought this, did we? We got those bunions taken care of when you were 17 years old, I believe it was. And we just, you know, in our jolly old way, and life was going to be grand, and we was going to get old and be golden. I can't even get any hair to get golden. And I'm not complaining. I am not complaining. I am simply telling you, as life goes on, the things add up. And when you get sick now, you get older, it's not as easy to get better now. We break a bone. We don't heal like you little ones. You know, you break a bone and it gets healed before the doctor can set it. We break a bone and 3 years later, we're still trying to figure out if it's going to heal. I'm saying as you get older, the trouble, the sickness, all that comes with it. And it gets kind of miserable and you don't like it. I think of Brother Roy back here. I'm not picking on Brother Roy, but I think of Brother Roy. When I first met Brother Roy, I mean, he actually could whip his wife at that time. He had a black belt and she had a green belt. Did you ever get above the green belt, sister? Never? Okay. She said, I didn't need one. I had that leather one. I didn't need no green belt. But I remember Brother Roy. I mean, I've got a little certificate on my wall where he gave me an honorary black belt. Got the belt hanging up there. I warn people, come to my office, don't mess with me. I got one from him and one from Brother Tottingham, both of them honorary black belts. Y'all, anybody want to take me on? Son? Got a volunteer? Oh, a Marine. Oh, man. Is there two Marines here? I'll take two of you on and still whoop both of you. So. I won't even call special forces. I'll just... But I think of Brother Roy. I think here, you know, you did a demonstration one time down Tabernacle for you and your sons and busting watermelons like, ho, 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 big deal. Of course, they bust that watermelon, if you remember, on a man's stomach with a sword. Yeah. Well, we buried him back in the woods. But anyways, I heard Roy saying, it wasn't supposed to go through. But... what I'm saying is life is full of all of that. And no matter who you are, it's just going to come your way. Look at Romans 8. Romans 8. You're familiar with this verse, but I should read it to you, make a comment, and move to the next point before it's time to come back to church. Look at verse 22. For we know... that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in what?
Pain.
Even nature itself is in pain. It's suffering for the result of man's sin. So you're not alone here. Sometimes you know what we think? I'm the only person that hurts. I'm the only person going through this. I'm the only person this is happening to. That's not the truth. In this church, there are people suffering similar things. Not the same thing, but similar things. Why? It's just life. It's the sinful life that we've been given because of Adam and Eve's sin. And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse.
Thank you for listening to the Bible Baptist Hour. It is our prayer that our message today will be helpful to your growth as a saved person. If you are not saved, you can be saved today by asking Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. Let us know you listen by writing to The Bible Baptist Hour, 3338 Main Street, Lupton, Michigan, 48635. Join us again next week for a new message.